Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. I'm really excited that you're here, and I have a very special guest on the line with me. He happens to be my sweetie and soulmate and life partner and all those good things mixed together. But the reason I'm having him here today is so he can inspire you by how he manifested money. Because everybody wants money, right? So I thought he'd be a great guest because he truly is living in the Law of Attraction. And he came to me through my group that I teach, and he's been practicing this before he even met me. But as he'll probably share in this interview, having me in his life has sure helped. So welcome, Paul. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is really a cool privilege to be doing this with you, and I'm just excited to see how you're growing with your business and all the great things that you've been creating as well.
Well, I think one thing that's been so fun to be on this journey together is how we have helped each other massively. And I have helped you with your business. You've helped me as well. So, but one thing I want this conversation to be about is about you and how much the Law of Attraction has changed your life. And I know I can speak for you because I know about your journey, but I want you to share with people a little bit about where Law of Attraction has helped you in your life and your business.
Yeah, thanks. I think it has been a very, you know, mutual relationship as far as symbiotic with the business thing. Obviously, we really enjoy each other. That's why we're doing this, and we've just had so much fun together. And the business piece of it, you know, when I came into my business about 5 years ago, it'd be October 5 years, I had a client the first week I started, and then it sort of dried up, or I just had sporadic clients now and then. So it was really hard to get momentum. There's been a lot of mind shift kind of ways that I've had to readjust myself to match what I wanted in my business. And that mind shift is a really hard thing to do. That idea of changing the way you think about money and the way you think about what you deserve and what's possible for you. And your coaching has been really, really helpful. And one of the things that we've always done together is I've been able to share with you every little gnat hair of my business as far as what's going on, what projects I'm bidding on, what kind of skills I want to learn, what I want my business model to look like, whether I have employees or not, you know, all the little things, even down to the bookkeeping and the parts of the business that have been a challenge to pull together because, you know, trying to find the right people who will help and engage with that process has been a challenge at times. But, you know, the momentum that I've been able to pick up has been a result of our conversation. So and I don't want to go too long, but I just wanted to kind of give some backstory to what this has been like. So it started out rough. To your listeners, you know, we've gotten to know each other very well, and you've gotten to know my business really intimately, even if it's, you know, something you don't do directly. It's a tech business, and we do 3D laser scanning and drones. The whole process is called reality capture. So we're capturing reality with these really sophisticated sort of survey sensors and cameras. And it's a very high-tech, very cool job that's bordering science fiction in some ways. And I had a vision that I make a business out of it. And what I've had to do to get to a point where it works is I had to really change the way I believe about my business and about myself. And that involved believing that I'm worth having a large income or having a good amount of money, not only to invest in the business, but to just for me, so that I can have things in life that I always wanted, like owning my own house and a car and just some basic things that were always actually a little bit difficult to pull together because the income was low, right?
And yeah, this is a huge deservability factor in there because you had started off with you know, nothing is the rags to riches, right? You didn't grow up with wealth and you had not had anything given to you. You really, really earned this on your own. But the struggle I saw with you when I first met you especially was your deservability, not believing you deserve the success. And I tell people all the time, when I first met you, I saw that success in you. I saw you as this person who dressed nice. I swear you owned the building that you had your office in, and you owned this beautiful car that is outside. Like, I had this vision of you because that's how you held yourself. But once I got to know you, you actually resisted that. And so that's something I've seen shift in you, is you started to realize you deserve it. And that's huge, huge factor in mindset and success, is the deservability factor. So maybe you can talk about maybe an example of something where you started to see, by practicing this mindset, or maybe what you did with that mindset, but how you went from making hardly any money to now, you know, you can tell the audience what you're doing, but how much you've grown even this last year.
Sounds good. Okay, so, you know, when somebody talks about their journey, it's, you know, how do you compress 5 years of experience into, 15-minute phone call? And that's the challenge. But I'm going to do my best to try to give the cliff notes of how this works. Basically, I really loved what I did. I loved the idea of going out, scanning things and making 3D models. It was really cool. You know, I was a really big fan of Star Wars and the whole idea of that high technology and holograms and stuff. And I just thought, wow, that'd be cool if I could do that for a living. So the passion was totally there. And I grew up with video games and tech. And, you know, I just thought it was really cool to do. And I like the science of it, too, and trying to get to the exact precision that it's required to do the job right. So there was a couple of things that were really firing off my synapses that were engaging me in the process. So I could safely say that it was my passion. Some people in swimming, some people in, you know, crocheting, whatever, and this just turns out to be one of mine. Mm-hmm. Now, the big issue was, it's not easy to make money with something that barely anybody understands, right? Mm-hmm. So I had a business model that was very, very new to the world, and not very many people are doing it. And I had to convince people that it was worth their while to even pay for this service. I primarily serve construction companies to scan their buildings to verify that the building is going up straight, or that to give them actual architectural plans based off of my data that are very, very accurate within, you know, a quarter inch or something, and to do it very, very fast. So they normally have to hand measure everything, and my sensors and scanners can do it, you know, in a fraction of the time with a great, much, much greater level of precision. So I kept selling them on that concept. So what I did is, the passion is, it kept me working at night. So I would work all day long, and then I'd work most of the night, and I'd sleep, you know, between 3 and 5 hours a night. And I've been on that journey or that course pretty much the whole time I've been in business, with a few crashes every 2 weeks where I just totally pass out.
This is a true story. I can vouch for that.
Yes. And I work all the time, and it's not like I'm just sitting there, like, you know, swinging a hammer 24 hours a day. I'm thinking, I'm toying with the software, I'm playing with the hardware, trying to figure out how that works better. I'm going out and doing practice runs on different subjects, like scanning bridges, and I'm just digging deep into my craft all the time. And I write about it. I call people about it. I get interviewed about it. I speak about it at conferences. And it's because I'm so deep in it, I've kind of become what people suggest is an expert in this sort of niche industry. And I do it because I like it, and I think it's interesting. So over time, I'm just staying with it. I think the persistence has been important. But what I had to do at night, this is the real big thing about law of attraction. When I'm at night and I'm really tired and I'm done for the day and I wasn't getting much business, I turned on Abraham Hicks, and I turned on some of the other law of attraction videos and YouTube things that you can listen to out there, like how do you manifest money. And, you know, they do the affirmations like money is flowing to me and all this kind of stuff. But the biggest roadblock was, I really didn't believe that it could happen for me, because I was raised in a very, very poverty sort of environment. My mother and family members had addiction issues. So nobody ever in my family really thought about what it would be like to be an entrepreneur. They always worked for somebody, or they were just very poor, living off welfare and stuff. And so that's what I saw, and that's what I learned. And I went through my own struggles as well. So, you know, it was really hard to shift that mindset. So the first thing I had to do is surround myself with people who believed in this mindset of attraction, law of attraction, and success, and that entrepreneurship is possible. And following your passion can actually be profitable. Mm-hmm. And that was absolutely not my family. And you were such a key position in that, Michelle, because you taught me so much about following your passionate purpose and how important that is. And that as you follow that and you step into your joy, things will just show up for you. And I had to test you so many times because I didn't really believe that was possible. But I did, and I you know, when it got really hard, you say, what feels lighter? What brings you joy? What can you do to bring you joy today? And, you know, just raising that vibration. So I'd just go have ice cream, or I'd go to the bookstore and, you know, read a book on Elon Musk or just whatever, just do something kind of fun. And lo and behold, I'd get a call. Hey, I got a project for you, they would say. Can you be there next week? You know, like it would just happen over and over and over again like that. So I started getting conditioned that joy is really the path to creating.
Yeah. And I remember that there was a particular time where there wasn't any jobs coming in, you were feeling defeated, and I told you, said, find your joy. What brings you joy? And you went to the bookstore, and we got ice cream, and then you got a call. And I remember that specifically happening. So it is amazing. When we follow our joy, we decrease our resistance, which is what Abraham says. And I've just seen that with you. Anytime you get out of your head, like we all have that negative headspace, that worry about money and that, because you know, you did a lot of financial struggles with your business for the first, 4 years, would you say?
Yeah, pretty much 4 years.
So, but the one thing I want, if you can share with people about a year ago, it's maybe a year and a half ago now, you did this thing we did called Vision Circle, which I had in my group, where we do, we get a circle of people, like 4 or 5 or 6 people, and each person shares their vision of what they want for themselves, and then everybody in that group then shares it with them. It's called a vision circle, right? And a lot of people have come to me and said, oh my gosh, Michelle, everything that I said that we shared in that vision circle has happened. But if you can share your experience, because your experience really is amazing, and how your life has changed since that vision circle.
Yeah, so I started practicing joy probably 2 years ago, but really digging in a year ago. And you know, there's a couple things that happen when you do that. First of all, people just want to be around you because you're always happy most of the time, right? You're like, people just love that vibration. So it's a very practical purpose in being joyful, and that it's good for business. And also, loving what you do will give you the energy to push through some of the hard times that come. Like, if you don't have that energy, you're just going to not make it through. So those are two practical things. But what happens sort of magically is, you know, I'm like, I think what happened is I mentally became ready to accept more. And and that came from a lot of continual drip of love and encouragement that I received from friends, but from you significantly. Like, you were probably the most influential person that I can think of in that process. Just saying, it's okay, it's all working out, and all that stuff. And then you would always encourage me that I have what it takes to become a consultant.
Oh, well, you know, not only was that for me to do that, but that vision circle specifically, all those people in the group saw you succeeding very quickly and business flowing to you, like, right away. Is that right, what was said with the people in your group?
Absolutely. So when I got into the vibration of that I could be a consultant and I could actually see that I could help people to do this technology, which was becoming adopted a lot more about a year and a half ago, I could see that in the industry. But I'm like, I think I can do this based on your encouragement. So I my vibration was high, even though I didn't have the clients. And so with the vision circle, I said what I wanted. I said, I want, you know, I want to make a significant amount of money, and I want a Tesla, and I want to have my business explode, and I'm ready for it. Like, I'm already used to working long hours, so just bring it on. And so they went around the circle, and one by one they said, it's not only going to happen, but it's going to happen super fast, to the extent where you probably won't even be able to really keep up with it. And they all said, and they would say it in a way that I believed it, because they would put specific vision, sort of visionary pictures of things that I had seen or had thought about as part of their diagnosis of what was going to happen to me very quickly. So I'm like, how would you know that? You know, and I went around the vision circle and I was able to see intuitively what was happening in their lives. Like I picked out one of the gals, you know, was really interested in samurai stuff. I didn't know that, but I said I saw a suit of armor, like a, you know, an Asian suit of armor or something, and in a bedside next to as part of her vision. And she's like, I've never told anybody that, but that's exactly what I've got going on. And so I started believing in this power of intuition. And then it was very shortly thereafter, maybe 2 weeks, that I got a call from one of my existing clients who would give me work once in a while. And they said, we are really struggling. We need to have somebody to teach us how to bring this reality capture technology in-house for this massive client we have. Can you give us your rate of what that would look like? And I'm like, holy cow. Mm-hmm. So I submitted a number, which we really wrestled over. You know, it was a large number per hour, like, you know, more than a couple $100 an hour. And I'm like, I don't know if I deserve this, but I think I can get it. And I think that I can bring that much value to them to make myself feel like I'm worth that. So I kind of squinted my eyes. I scribbled the number and I, you know, shot it in an email, and I just kind of tried to forget about it because it was more than I ever expected would be possible. And they came back within just a few days and said, that sounds good. And they signed me up for a multi-year contract with that number. And shortly thereafter, I had many, many other clients come to me saying that they wanted to adopt the technology as well, as a sort of a consulting capacity, like an architectural firm that does moldings. It was just random. It was all over the map. And I started seeing, wow, this is incredible. Like, how did this happen? And the only real explanation is the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it has not slowed down. So the thing is, you're such a powerful manifester. You even manifested doing work in Central Oregon, because a couple of years ago, we both went out there. You said, because you grew up there in Lapine, and you said, gosh, I would love to live out here. We both agreed, like, oh, we'd love to live out here in Bend. It's so beautiful. And then, sure enough, this job is in Bend, and you were there all the time. So
I'm here all the time in sunny Central Oregon, and it's all, you know, we just put the vision out there and said, I'd like to create that, and it just all fell into place.
Yeah. Well, and one more thing I want to share is I actually, again, manifesting money with law of attraction, we wrote you a check $400,000, and you've blown that out of the water.
And
it's just amazing.
Yeah, and so you wrote me that check. I kept it in my wallet, and within 1 year, I received double that much in contracts.
Yeah. And that's going from making, what, $70,000 or... Like, it's such an extreme jump, is what you did. Yeah.
$74,000 a year to over $800,000, almost $900,000 in a year.
Yeah. And you also, one more thing to point out, there's so many things, because it helps that I'm your girlfriend and I'm a law of attraction coach. But you use so many tools. And another thing I have coached you on and many a time done, but I remind you, is to do that affirmation. I'm financially free. I'm financially free. And have you noticed by using that affirmation how things are just showing up?
Yeah, I'm actually turning away work because there's just not enough time. So I actually have full-time employees now, and we'll be a number of – we'll have five of us by the end of July, and that's going to keep growing. And I have projects shooting up all over the place, and all those projects are – double or triple what I normally would get for a project as far as the size. So it's like I've opened my energy to receive larger size projects, because one of my visions was to have employees to support other people to be able to get involved in this really cool industry. And I'm attracting people who are just so excited to do this work that they're working over the weekends, and I'm not even asking them to do that. You know, they're just doing it because they love it and they're learning and they're excited about what's coming next. So, you know, it really is about manifesting exactly what I've hoped for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could go on and on all day long because there's so many amazing things that happen in your life. But I just really want to point out that you have always had such a positive attitude, and I think your openness to the law of attraction has really, really shifted your life. And I want to thank you for listening to me.
Absolutely.
And I also think you're inspiring all these people who are listening, because there's a lot of people who are in business and may struggle. So on a parting note, is there one bit of advice, one or two bits of advice you want to give people who are entrepreneurs and are wanting to make money?
I would say that you really need to believe that you can create this, because why not you? You know,
right.
I think one of the big roadblocks that I had is, based on my background and based on what I understood about money, that it was not only hard to get, but it was actually kind of a bad thing. Like, not evil, but it was borderline evil. Like, rich people were all stuck up, and all these belief systems around that. And what I actually have found is that the more money you make, the more opportunities you can give to other people. And I don't see myself like frivolously spending money. Like, I'm still living, I'm living better than I was, but I'm not just throwing it out the door on frivolous, selfish things. I mean, I'm actually creating enough to support other people to live in their joy. And so it's really a huge perspective shift. And the law of attraction can, you know, there's so many teachings in it that help you to do that. I think it's just an amazing philosophy. So you really just double down on the idea that you can manifest this, and everybody's got an equal shot at this world to manifest their passion and to have it sustainable for themselves. It doesn't have to be that you're always broke and struggling. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. There's plenty
right.
to go around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love that. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for being the excellent example of what the law of attraction can do. And thank you so much for listening to me when I give you advice. And I just so appreciate you. And I, again, everyone who is listening, this man is really, really amazing. And I don't just say that because he is my sweetie,
aww.
But he really is, he cares so much about the world, and his business is exploding for so many good reasons. And like you said, he's able to help other people in their joy, and that's really important for him and his business. So so if anyone's interested in learning more about Paul and his business, can you give him your website?
Yeah, it's topa3d.com, TOPA3D.com. We got some cool stuff to check out there. And thank you so much, Michelle and sweetie. You know, you've helped me so much. You've taken me to new heights and new levels of thinking and mindset that I never thought were possible. And I'm eternally grateful.
Well, you know, you do it for me too. So thank you, everyone. And thank you for listening. And I'm excited to share more people, more interviews. There's so many great stories in this world. And I'm just happy, happy, happy that I can be a place for people to share their joy and how the law of attraction changed their life. We will talk to you soon, and happy manifesting.
Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.